Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today's episode of Tuesday Tales, a tale from back in the day, about getting the timing right before you burn something. But first, we have a couple of call-ins and some other facts about the blog and podcast. Our first call-in is Colin Green, the spike pit who brightens up all our podcasts when he calls in. He calls in and comments on episode number 70 with my granddaughter when I talked to her about magic wands. Take it away, Colin.
Hi, Larry. Colin at Spike Pit. Just calling in response to your episode number 70 with Nicola talking about magic wands. It's always a refreshing change to hear some new voices, especially when it's the youngsters. It always brings a smile to my face. And as you may well be aware, I've had a few episodes with Sonny talking about one thing and another, and he's a Harry Potter fan and is wand mad also. He's got a collection of like the replicas from the movies. He gets them for Christmas and birthdays, and sounds like they've definitely got a shared interest there, and you just never know what they're gonna say. Constantly amazing. Really enjoyed it, mate. Catch you later.
Thanks, Colin. I've enjoyed the episodes with Sonny that you've had. I'm way behind on lots of episodes from your blog and so many others, but I'm slowly catching up. Thanks for the call-in. I hope I get caught up to the point where I can call in again on more podcasts. Next, we have a first-time caller into my podcast, Pete Jones, of the Dragons Are Real podcast. He just started podcasting at the end of January and has 3 episodes now, and his call-in is in response to my Saturday Sprawl this past Saturday, episode 77, about simpler tools and Linux, where I discuss using some simpler tools for my RPG production efforts, varying from blogging to PDFs on DriveThruRPG and this podcast. Take it away, Pete.
Hi Larry, Pete Jones here, calling in about your Linux tools. For video editing, the two I would recommend are Kden Live and OpenShot, both good video editors, open source. They do things slightly differently, but it all depends on your workflow. So check them out. Hope that helps.
Thanks, Pete. I'm glad you appreciated the episode, and I thank you for all your comments on my Facebook page. You had lots of good suggestions. If you haven't checked out my Facebook page for Follow Me and Die, you can look up that post about that episode, and Pete's got a lot of good suggestions there. And then Pete and the other anchorites had quite the back and forth Saturday on the Audio Dungeon Discord, as many of them use Linux, or if they don't use Linux, they use many of the same free tools on Windows that are available on Linux. This past week, I also had a podcast and associated blog post about the end of an era with the looming demise of G+, since it will all be deleted. And my blog post got linked from a blogger who started a new place he hopes others will flock to. You can find that in the comments on my blog. I think that's a pro tip. I'm not going to give you the link. I'm going to make you go check my blog. Speaking of comments, it's been a real fustercluck for bloggers who use Blogger, who gave in to Google's hounding them to use G+ comments. And those that have lost all their comments today. This was the day that they had the drop-dead date for Blogger comments, and it's resulted in much railing against Google from bloggers on all topics, including genealogy and role-playing games. Thankfully, I don't use Blogger for the Follow Me and Die blog. My most recent blog post concerned using links to information on G+. I realized a few days ago that I need to archive all that material, if it still exists, that those links point to. I tried Google Keep's little web clipper, and it doesn't capture everything, just the text. And I first found that Evernote's web clipper, next I found that Evernote's web clipper does a good job of copying the information at a given G+ link. Someone pointed out to me later that there is a way to format a special link that tells Internet Archive, otherwise known as the Wayback Machine, to request that information at that link be archived. And I've used that special link to archive at the Wayback Machine a few posts that I most wanted to make sure I had. Now I'm researching how to script a way to get a list of all the G Plus links on my blog so I can cycle through them and then have another script or a variation of the same script ask the Internet Archive to use that special link format so that they get preserved. I can then either link to those copies at the Internet Archive or send the data to files and add the files to my blog somehow. And once I get that all worked out, I'm thinking about sharing the horrible example of my scripting abilities via GitHub or something like that for any that might be interested. Google has just flat out alienated a lot of its most ardent fans by how it's handled the end of G+. A couple of days' notice were all that they gave about the end of G+ comments on Blogger, with no way to back them up or convert them back to Blogger comments. Then, they have the note that all of G+ will disappear come April 2nd. No archive, unless you do it yourself. Well, one G+ community, the Holmes Basic community, ran by Zach Howard of the Xenopus Archives blog, asked for help. And I responded, because I have a license to the G+ exporter program by a third party, and I extracted it for him. And he announced today the preliminary version is now live on Blogger. And I'm sure he chose Blogger, as that's what he's familiar with, and I'm sure he's going to be looking at other solutions once he finds one, as there are many convinced Blogger just took a giant step to the end of its life with the end of G+. Well, that's all the news about the demise of G+. That's enough downer. So on to happier things. As far as the blog, the average number of listens to all my podcasts is nearly 74, and as of just this afternoon, all of my podcasts, except this one when it gets uploaded, have surpassed 50 listens. And that just blows me away. I just want to thank all of you for listening to my ramblings, and I hope that I can continue to entertain and inform you about my take on the world of role-playing games for many more episodes. And also on the positive side, I was playing around with the search filters on DriveThruRPG, and I posted a link to a screenshot across my social media, and my recent PDF on magic items is number 7 on the list of OSR and Osric-related rules that are not core books. I'm not getting rich by any means, because all but one title is Pay What You Want, and after 6 months, I've managed to get enough for probably a car payment. Now, granted, it's not a brand new car. It's my second car, and it's 10 years old, and I got a good deal on it. So it's not the size of car payment I'd have if it was a brand new sedan or four-wheel drive truck or other large money sink of a vehicle. And my PDF for February will be a mini bestiary. I may use the new tools I've mentioned to do the layout. We'll see how that goes. I've been playing around with trying to format one of my prior PDFs. First, I had to get all the text out, and of course, it got weird. I may just give up on that and try one from scratch and see if that goes any smoother. Because if I can get it to work, I'm going to switch my method. If I have too much trouble and it looks like it's going to run late, I'll use the method that I already know how to do that doesn't take as long, but I have trouble getting it looking the way I want it to look. So now that I've been blathering on about everything except what you all came here for, now let's go on to today's episode. And just a little background, I recorded this next segment almost a week ago as I had the idea for this segment and wanted to get it done while it was fresh in my mind. And in hindsight, that was a good plan, as I've been fighting a cold and it's been playing havoc with my voice off and on the last few days, and today I keep getting a tickle in my throat and coughing. You wouldn't believe how many coughs I had to edit out of the segment up till now. So now, on to today's episode. Take it away, Larry! Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today is episode 78, Tuesday Tales. Pillage, then burn. One time back in the day, Griswold came upon a giant troll. a cross between a hill giant and a troll. And as I recall, you have to do at least 10 hit points of fire damage to keep them from regenerating. And occasionally Griswold would go hunting them for their blood to make magic ink for scrolls. I believe I talked about that in a prior podcast. Well, this particular time, he ran across one far from their usual haunts, and whoever Griswold was with joined him in killing it. And Griswold may have done it alone, I just can't remember. And in a rush, Griswold poured oil on it and lit the oil, only then noticing that the creature had been carrying a satchel. Hastily, Griswold emptied his water skin to douse the flames and drag the satchel away, but it was mostly too late. There was some sort of parchment that, as he picked it up, fell to ash and drifted away in the breeze as he picked it up. So whatever letter was being sent from one place to the next was lost. Griswold didn't know what was being planned by anybody. He interrupted the communication, so who knows what that resulted in. I'll never know. Thankfully, it made it save. There were a pair of eyes of the eagle, basically contact lenses that let you see like an eagle. Griswold put those to great use many times. And Griswold was high enough level, and I was a long-time player by then, so I should have known better than to do that. This is probably why I like Maxim number 1 from the 70 Maxims of Maximally Effective Mercenaries by Howard Taylor, the artist behind the webcomic Schlock Mercenary. And that first maxim is, pillage, then burn. Sort of like, don't burn your bridge before you've crossed it. Most adventurers have learned, you don't burn the bodies until you've checked them for loot, or that handy clue from the game master. And all wizards with fireball have managed to destroy some good loot at some point in time, or at the very least hurt themselves or other party members if they didn't cast it very carefully. The same goes for a lightning bolt. So what stories do you have of burning or otherwise destroying the loot before you've pillaged it? Please call in and let me know. Thanks for listening, and game on! And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!